Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Torrance with you. Bill Bush out today with sickness. He'll be back tomorrow, hopefully. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Shindani is off today, but back tomorrow. But guess who is not off today, Sip, who's with us in studio?
Can't be off.
That's our good friend, Mike Schaefer from 24/7 Sports. His hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau. Please call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance questions or needs. Schaefer, welcome. I told you before this show that we are enemies for 3 hours today. Because of why? Why is that, Schaefer?
It is MLB opening day for everyone that is not the Cubs or Dodgers, which played over in Tokyo.
Yes.
People have probably already forgot those games happened, but they do count in the Major League Baseball standings.
Did the Dodgers win 2 over there?
They won both games, yes.
Yes.
So
that was like March 18th or March 17th.
It was very strange.
It was before the NCAA tournament had even started.
God, way too early for that. It's still spring training for people at that point.
Yeah, I don't know why they feel compelled. They did this a few years ago in Australia. I don't know. There's growing the game, and then there's just randomly having games that count 3 weeks before everyone else. So it's Rob Manfred. What are you going to do? Sipple loves him.
He does. Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here, Schaefer. Appreciate that.
I'm preoccupied because my computer's acting up, but thank you for coming in, Schaefer. We have a lot to talk about.
I believe Sip had a tease for me during the
Schaefer would be interested in this.
Was it a pro day thing you wanted to address here,
ooh,
Sip? Please, I'll let you. I don't know how you want to tease this, but you mentioned a pro day question or a topic.
Yeah, here's the deal. This is gonna fall flat because I'm having trouble
because your computer's going bad.
I'll get it. No, I got. I think I'm close. I think I'm close. Okay, so pro day, Schaefer, as you know, was on Tuesday, right?
It was.
It was hard to report on because of the positioning of the media where it was.
Mm.
And there was a time when you covered pro day when they would call out, for instance, the numbers of what each guys were doing. Maybe they were doing that, but you couldn't hear them because you're at a distance. So what I'm suggesting, Schaefer, I think you'd agree with me that information was scarce.
Yeah, Brunts was the one in the room for us for much of pro day because obviously they had a press conference going on at the same time. So
that was the other thing. Right?
It was just sort of a hectic day anyways. And then he was lamenting that you used to get players would sort of say, yeah, I heard that I ran this or I did this. So he said information was hard to come by as well relative to previous years where you might have a better feel for how a Ramir Johnson ran the 40 or things of that nature.
What I was building up to was Sportskeeda, something called Sportskeeda, had a very good report. They did the Louisville Pro Day and the Nebraska Pro Day, and they had good numbers. And the guy that jumped out at me in their report was Isaac Gifford.
Yeah.
We didn't hear much about Isaac Gifford, but indulge me for a second, if you don't mind. Isaac Gifford, the Lincoln Southeast graduate. Didn't have a great senior year, right?
No.
Not great. Jake, here's what he tested.
Okay, I'm listening.
This is Isaac Gifford. What are you doing over there?
I'm doing social media stuff.
Soch?
Post.
You doing Soch?
Yeah, I'm listening, though. Go ahead.
Isaac Gifford. What if I told you he ran a 4.45 40?
Believe it.
4.45.
You know who thinks Isaac Gifford is a better athlete than him? Luke Gifford. You know who's in the NFL? Luke Gifford.
Luke Gifford.
Isaac,
on a new contract with the Niners, by the way.
Isaac Gifford runs a 4.45. He goes 36 in the vertical.
Yeah.
Those are real good numbers.
He is a very good athlete who had a bad senior year. I mean, but you have to also, not you, but people have to remember he had a very good junior year. I mean, the expectation, the reason that it wasn't as people weren't as excited about it as a senior is that he had raised the bar so high for himself that repeating that was going to be a challenge, and then coming under it the way that he did and some of the things that happened, it made people downplay. But he's always been a great athlete. I mean, his athleticism earned him the blue shirt, or what you will, from the previous staff.
Mm-hmm.
And his athleticism earned him the playing opportunities that he got as a junior. And so I'm not surprised by that at all. He has always struck me as someone who's going to test really well.
He is.
And then I think he's cut weight. Like, he's
203. They said 203.
Yeah. So I think he was up, 215?
Yeah,
maybe?
I think he was a little higher.
And so
he's
probably trying to find a home as a defensive back, and more realistically as a specialist. On kickoff coverage, punt coverage, that kind of thing. But he's a good enough athlete, and his brother's been in the league long enough that someone's going to be happily calling him as an undrafted free agent at the end there, here in a few weeks when the draft concludes on Saturday, 26th?
Yeah.
Same day that we have the spring game?
I think so, yeah.
Well, the Husker games?
Husker games, Schaefer. Yeah, Husker games.
He not quite done here. Yeah, he measured 6'2", 203. 10-6 in the broad jump is good. 16 reps on the bench is good. He met with the Arizona Cardinals on pro day. The other guy they rave about in Sports Kita, the reports, again, very good report, was Huttmacher, Nash. They said he'll come off the board on day 3.
Interesting.
Yeah. They say it very confidently. So, yeah, we reported yesterday. We talked about it. 29.5 inches in the vertical at 312 pounds is astounding, Schaefer. 26 reps is good on the bench. All the Sports Keto, whatever it is, writes it, all those marks exceeded expectations. He projects as a zero technique / nose tackle, and he'll come off the board on day 3 is what they write.
Yeah, I mean, that was a guy that was a little bit of a surprise. He didn't get an invite to the combine.
Yeah,
he had
a
good he played in the East-West game. He had a good Senior Bowl game in that regard. Another player that his junior year far exceeded what his senior year was. I think the story with him last year, he was a little banged up throughout the season, probably wasn't the healthiest, and still he played through it. Like, he just grinded out the year on was probably a bum knee of sorts. So I'm fascinated. I'm not as confident as they are that he's going to get drafted, because I think he's so specific to a position.
Yeah.
Whereas, and he talked about it in his interview the other day, he's trying to position himself as someone who can play multiple spots along the defensive line.
He tried to, they did that with him last year, Nebraska. They moved him around a little bit more. They talked about it at least. The other thing that would be interesting, Jake, can I keep going with Schaefer?
Go ahead.
The other thing Schaefer would be interested in, I think, is Thomas Fedoni had an extensive interview with the Vikings.
Oh.
Met
Skull.
They don't have many picks, so.
Sports Key to rights of Thomas Fedoni, the tight end. Fedoni is a sleeper in what is turning out to be a solid tight end class. He looked good catching the ball in drills Tuesday. After combine testing numbers that would be characterized anywhere from good to outstanding. Fedoni met with the Falcons on Monday evening and met extensively with the Vikings, as well as Rams senior personnel executive Marty Barrett. I don't know how Sports Keto did this report, but it's a really good report. Thank you to Sports Keto.
I'd be curious. So we mentioned Nash Huttmacher there again. It could be a day 3 guy. And Matt Rhule seemed pretty optimistic when he spoke at media on Tuesday about the defensive line. I mean, we have our own doubts without Ty Robinson going to the NFL, with Huttmacher, with other guys transferring out. Schaefer,
Jamari Butler.
And Prince Will is also gone from Nebraska. But there's several other guys. I'm curious. Do you share the same positivity about the line that Matt Rhule does as we enter the spring and into the fall?
I don't know that I have the same level of positivity about it that Matt Rhule does, but I'm not in a similar vein to where I was kind of high on the defensive line in 2023 before some of these guys really took that next step, because I liked what I was hearing in the spring and all of that thing. I don't know that I'm sounding an alarm or that I'm overly concerned about the defensive line, but guys have to step up. I mean, I like Riley Van Poppel a lot. He was the number one guy for me in the Super Six the year that he was a signee with Nebraska. I think he has shown his value in short yardage situations when they brought him onto the field countless times in the last two seasons. I think I assume you guys have seen the picture of him after Tyson Terry had a wrestling match. It's
for a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It's Riley Van Poppel, Caleb Benning, Tyson Terry, and one other player who I can't remember at this junction. Riley Van Poppel looks enormous. Like, he
really?
Physically, yes. I got to find this photo if you haven't seen it.
I mean, I have not seen it.
It is fantastic, just the size that he is now. And so I have a lot of enthusiasm for what he can be. And like I said, Keona Davis is a player that intrigues me. Obviously, we're going to get our eyes for the first time today, Steve and I, on Williams Wineri, the defensive lineman. I think he's going to be the talk of the day, probably, just because it's the first chance that people have to put eyes on him. He's a big guy. I mean, so they've got a lot of interesting defensive linemen. I think part of where we talk a lot about, oh, they're going to miss Ty Robinson and then Butler, but it's also guys like MJ Sherman, who was working out for Pro Day. I mean, he was
absolutely
a valuable player for Nebraska last year, 100. Whether it was production or just being on the field and doing the right thing, being a veteran. I mean, he's a tremendous character guy. I mean, there's parts of this that they have to replace. But I thought Rhule said it well when answering the defensive line and another question. There's guys I think they like on this team that just haven't had the opportunity to play yet. And I think that's where they are with the defensive line.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because we do talk a lot about the Riley Van Poppels and the Cam Linhart's and the Keona Davis's, the Elijah Judy's, because those are clearly the frontline guys. It's the question I have, guys, is who are the guys that will come in, like Keona Davis came in last year and played 8 to 10 snaps? Who are those guys? Is that Mason Goldman? Is that, I'll tell you one guy to watch close is Jordan Ochoa.
Yeah, Jordan Ochoa had a great bowl game. Yeah. He's a guy that they went and they took on a NIL scholarship, if you will, out of Colorado. He worked out at 6-0 Academy, I think is the name of it, where they have relationships with the trainers of the people over there, and a lot of the guys they recruit out of Colorado train there. And Jordan Ochoa was someone that they just kept hearing about. So they brought him aboard, and then he had a really nice freshman year under the radar. And
in December,
it
kind of blew up.
It popped in the bowl game, yeah, in the bowl preparation. So absolutely, that's a name. If someone like Keona Davis, and this is he's got to get here first. He's got to do better academically probably here in college and where he was at in high school, but huge upside is Malcolm Simpson, the defensive lineman from Texas. If that's a guy that can help them in year one, you know, we'll see.
He's not here is the thing.
No, he's not here. And so that's a difficult thing, but neither was Keona Davis. I'm pretty sure Keona Davis didn't arrive until the summer.
Oh, no, it doesn't preclude him from playing.
Right. I'm just trying to, he's probably the only of the, I don't know that Cade Peterzak or Tyson Terry are going to
they're
show
not
up
here
much.
Either.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of their defensive linemen came.
They're not here. They're not here.
I don't know that any of those guys are going to have a Keona Davis-esque year. If one of them did, it'd be Malcolm.
The other guys you wonder about, Ashton Murphy, David Hufkin.
German.
Your guy.
Hufkin now is 300. Now, he's 24, 25. Years old. This is not a typical redshirt freshman.
Right, yeah.
Because he's an older guy.
He's a man.
Yeah, he is a brute. Williams Nwere, you said, is a big man. He is a big man. He's 6'6", 270 big. A
lot of discussion coming today on Williams Nwere.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and file that one in the prediction.
There is, but there will also be a lot of discussion on what the offensive coordinator, Dana Holgorsen, says, too. He'll probably be the star of the show, I imagine. I think now, I don't know if you'll get Dylan Raiola. I hope so. I hope Dylan's among the guys. I only think there'll be two or three. But Holgorsen is always sort of must-see TV, right? Because he's
good. You don't know what he's going to say.
No.
And he doesn't know what he's going to say. He just says it.
And he says what's on his mind.
No filter. Right. No filter.
I think he has a little filter.
A little filter?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I think he's a veteran guy. I think he says that there are things that he says that are intended, and he's very blunt.
So for those who are not going to practice, a.k.a. me, tell the listeners again the setup today. We have open practice at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, I think, Schaefer,
what half we'll hour do, viewing, or how long is the viewing?
What we'll do is head over to Hawks Championship Center, right?
Yep. And then open portion of practice. Usually it's about anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes that we're
position yourself far away from Keith Mann. Just steal extra 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah. Make them walk to you. Yes. And then, you know, this is where my hearing loss really comes in, and you can't hear.
Yeah.
You,
so they have act to get like closer. Act surprised too when they say it's time. What? Oh, okay. My bad. Act surprised. Play the Babe in the Woods game a little bit.
Usually there's positional drills going on. Sometimes you're in there and it's just stretching lines, so there's a little less that you're getting out of that aspect of it. Sometimes we're there and it's special teams.
I don't care what it is. It's vastly important. It's immensely important, right?
I'm always happy when the doors are open for us to go over.
Oh, yeah, because you want to see these guys. You want to see Jamarian Parker, what that looks like, don't you?
Well, I'll put it this way. The press conference earlier in the month, like, that was the first time in person I had seen Rocco Spindler and Dane Key and Desan McCullough.
Exactly.
And I'm sitting there thinking Desan McCullough is one of the more interesting body types I think I've ever seen from someone.
He's like a basketball player.
That's exactly what I texted somebody else. So, yeah, he's very long and lean, and so I'm fascinated what that actually looks like in pads, and then if he's lined up on the defensive line or if he's playing off of it. And so, just being able to physically see some of these players for the first time has a ton of value to me.
There are years I've watched Nebraska basketball where I would have felt much more confident with Desan McCullough playing forward than some of the ones I saw out there at 6'3". McCullough is 6'5", 6'6".
So you're saying you would take Desan McCullough over David Rivers? Is that what I'm hearing?
I was thinking Ryan Anderson.
His flowing hair. Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, but can Desan McCullough shoot the three the way that Ryan Anderson can?
Ryan Anderson was a good player.
I liked Ryan Anderson.
But he wasn't a forward.
No, he was.
He played piano well. Ryan Anderson, yes. He was a musician, Ryan was.
I shouldn't have named
him.
He was a good player.
But the size was not there.
Doc's teams.
Yeah.
Very small. McCullough would have looked good on Doc's teams.
I think
he would have looked like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on Doc's team.
Well, the one year they had the smallest team in all of basketball.
Right, exactly.
And they almost made, they pushed
that
for the
was
dance
one of their better years.
And it was Doc and Duro.
Ade Doggan,
Steve Harley on that team, and a couple other guys.
The horrible loss to Texas A&M.
About broke Jake.
Josh Carter. You don't forget that. Carter, the player.
It about broke Jake. Yeah. I've heard the story.
I remember it vividly. I can tell you right now. It was a late night game. Like, my parents were already in bed. I was in high school, I believe it. Yeah, high school.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this game, and I fell into the couch in like devastation the moment that three went in. Because I think this is the first time in years Nebraska has a somewhat of a chance at the tournament. And it looked good, and then all of a sudden Carter makes a shot, and I felt like I had died, like I'd been shot, and fell into the couch.
The worst part of it is Nebraska had gotten a stop, and they threw the ball ahead to Steve Harley.
And
his foot was just slightly out of bounds or something like that.
You guys are amazing.
I was on the baseline in the red zone for it. So
you are a little older than Jake.
Yeah, a couple years.
Good discussion.
If you have any questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685. Before we get to break, though, a place that you would want to dine for lunch or dinner in between Lincoln and Omaha might be what, Sip?
Ruhlman's.
Yeah.
Steakhouse.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Have you been there yet, Schaefer?
Yes.
Schaefer's been.
Yeah. This comes up every time. I was there when you guys did your remote.
I mostly meant anytime after that.
Yeah, I went with some friends for a Christmas dinner. It was fantastic.
He has been.
How's this? I would highly recommend everyone going back.
How does
and
this
then
sound,
go check out the shop next door.
Yes, the butcher
Bring
shop.
Some Ruhlmann's home with you, whether it's the seasonings or there's steak that you can take with you or all sorts of things.
Can I sell you on a filet mignon, a 6 or a 10 ounce variety of that?
Yes, you can.
How about New York's trip? Delmonico-style ribeye. Ooh. The Genevieve is a 10-ounce center-cut top sirloin they have there. They got pork loin chop. Lamb sirloin picana. Mm. Bone-in veal loin chop. Are you salivating yet? I'd hope you are. How about salmon? Scallop risotto sounds delightful. A Chilean sea bass. Not Chilean, but Chilean sea bass. These are all options you can get in Ashland. Chilean. Highway 6,
Do you think Jake's ever ate sea bass?
No.
I have not, but I could try at Ruhlmann's, though.
Have you?
I have not.
Chile. 4,000 miles of coast.
You looked it up last night.
4,000 miles of sea bass.
We wondered aloud the other day if it's on the water. We took some.
I
knew it was. Oh, they wondered. God. I knew where it was at.
Oh, God. Oh no.
The reaction
him and Bill weren't sure. I was sure. It was like, that's definitely in the water.
4,000 miles of coast on the Pacific.
Oh no.
Oh God, yes.
When we come back, more with Mike Schaefer next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.